Well, pre-planning is a topic you've probably heard a lot about lately, as funeral homes and retirement-related industries seem to be encouraging you more and more. Well, let's be honest, the topic of death, dying and funerals make most of us feel quite uncomfortable. So if death is such a natural and important part of our lives, then why are we still so afraid of the subject? Today we welcome back Eric Decker from station sponsor Hetherington Funerals. Hello, Eric.
Hi, Jenny.
Now, Eric, when you were here last time, you touched on education, and one aspect you mentioned was pre-planning, and now you're going to dive deeper into it to help us understand the subject better. Yeah. Eric, could you tell our listeners what is pre-planning and what does it entail?
In a nutshell, Jenny, pre-planning is exactly that, planning in advance. It's about formalising your wishes for your funeral or for the funeral of your loved one. For many people, it's comforting to know that when the time comes, when they are emotional and grieving, they won't have to worry about making fast and costly decisions. Family members can be secure in the knowledge that the bulk of the arranging is set and they can concentrate on being there just for each other. Mm-hmm. As far as your question about what it entails, Jenny, well, it can be as much or as little as you want. Some people simply get an estimate of the cost and put that money into a bond. Others want to decide on every aspect of the funeral and go as far as getting a service script prepared with the music selected and so on. So it just depends on your circumstances and the reason for the pre-planning in the first place. But in a nutshell, all that happens is that an arranger comes to your home, goes through your wishes, helps you with understanding the costs and finalises your wishes. If you want to put money aside in a capital guaranteed bond, you can. If you don't want to, then at the very least, you have a plan or an outline for your family to follow.
Yeah, good information. So what is the difference between pre-planning a funeral and funeral insurance, or are they the same thing?
No, Jenny, they're completely different. A funeral bond is very different to insurance. Insurance is simply about having money organised as a backup to fund a funeral. The funeral isn't arranged, and normally the money you put in will be lost if ever you stop paying for the policy. A funeral bond, on the other hand, is set up alongside a plan for the funeral itself. But more importantly, that money remains your money. It builds up as you pay into the bond, and it accrues interest, but if ever you stop paying, then that money sits there waiting. You don't lose it, and that is a key difference between the two options.
You mentioned a capital guarantee earlier. How does this benefit the consumer?
Well, basically, capital guaranteed investments are those which are safe. You can't lose the money you invest. But the flip side of that is that the earned interest is low too. Capital guaranteed money is safe, protected, and always remains yours.
Well, as always, thank you. A pleasure to speak to you, Eric. Now, if you have any questions you'd like answered next time, please email your questions through to info@hetheringtonfunerals.com.au and listen to our next segment.